Oh, what a shocking sight. Here I was, thinking I would be without my wonderful Pharaoh's company the entire time I was home in the Serpent Sands. Yet here you are. You seem pensive, my darling. Is something amiss? Come to think of it, after such a long time without me, I felt my influence upon you fade. I would have expected you to enter my home either with an army or with a command at the very least. Shall I feel insulted? You have me intrigued. The wistful accents to your expression tell me I am not in store for a verbal lashing. Oh, I enjoyed those, I must admit. They were spicy. I almost miss them. However, having you as my precious, pacified plaything was euphoric. Come hither, Pharaoh. What concerns you? Oh, you have not come to bargain, nor to fight, nor to challenge, but to kneel? You are free of mind, yes? Yet you kneel. Oh, this is truly a gift for the ages. Please, my Pharaoh, you absolutely must accompany to my chambers. There we may speak more privately. Come along. I must admit, I did not expect you to give yourself to me the next time we met. I expected to need to break you again. It is quite precious that you miss our moments in your home. Are you missing the feeling of comfort? Ownership? Perhaps one you've never felt before me. I told you, my lovely Pharaoh, that I would give you everything you need. I am not a liar, after all. I would never lie to you. You wish for more? My. You ask with such need. I may be compelled to give you more, but you speak as if you wish to be mine. No charm, no magic. No sweetened methods. Simply mine. With a clear mind. As clear as the desert sky. Oh. Let me think. I would love nothing more for you to be my loving pet. Oh, you came all this way to ask so kindly. So, I wouldn't dare punish you. Please, my lovely Pharaoh, come, lay with me in the bed. I treat my lovelies with the utmost love and care. You deserve to feel an embrace after being so good for me. Come here now. I want to hold you. Wrap myself around you. Feel my serpent's tail gently coiling around your strong legs. Legs that brought you to me. Brought this body. Hold you. My loving whispers in your ears. Something only you accept. This is how much have come to care for you. I only wish to comfort you, to hear you. The others, they do not understand you. No, not like I do. Only I truly understand you. Tell me of your worries, your concerns, your stressors. Let me share your burden, Pharaoh. Yes. Oh, my. It's all right. Keep talking, my precious pet. I will run my hands along your body as we entwine. Then I'll simply run my fingers through your hair as you whisper your worries. Keep talking. Let me know the things that burden you. My nails across your scalp, gentle scratches. Does that feel nice, my lovely? Oh, breathe deeply. Let my gentle hands take your stress away. Such a good Pharaoh, so burdened by life, so adorable. Does it feel better to get all that concern off your chest? It does, doesn't it? I'm here, Pharaoh. I promised I would comfort you. I care for you after all. Oh, yes, you're more than just a toy. I'll keep cuddling you. Don't worry. Feel my body and wrap you with care. Would you like me to hold you tighter? Of course, I want you to feel relaxed. I must admit, I do have a selfish enjoyment of this. It is wonderful when someone I found comes to adore me as you do. It makes me wish to hold you forever. Oh, my darling Pharaoh. Did ruling without my care overwhelm you? You have shouldered far too much. You are so strong, so brilliant, so caring. Your people should adore you for the sacrifices you make. That is why I took you for myself. Yes, I wish to show you how much I adore you, how much you are appreciated. You struggled, tried to resist me. But I made you feel affection, didn't I? Made you vulnerable. You had to let me in. One touch. One kiss. You have come to know the truth. That I am what's best for you. That's why you are here, is it not? Oh, shh. Don't fret, Pharaoh. Come. Press your lips to mine. Kiss my mouth. Yes, my taste is sweet. Simply tell me what you want, my deprived pharaoh. Yes, I shall let you taste it once more. Tell me you wish to be my pet. Wonderful. I shall give you what you desire. My loving care. Good boy. Kiss your mistress. That is what you want, is it not? Kiss my skin. You wish to live in absolute devotion to me. I shower you with well-deserved praises, do I not? A wise choice, my wonderfully wise pharaoh. Your mouth feels good on my skin. It's important to know one's place in this world. And yours is with me, in my embrace, asking ever so kindly for supportive whispers. Whispers that give you tingles, the support you deserve. Oh, you still rule, my darling pharaoh. I shall be here to guide you. Swathe you in my tail, to kiss you with the love you've always dreamed. My good boy. Oh, my good pharaoh. I'll run my hands across your body. Coiling around your arms, your legs. Is this what you like? There was a time when I forced your limbs to stay while I showed you how much I care for you. You fought it before, but now you ask for such things. It is endearing, precious, that you wish for my coils to envelop you. I will calm you, my precious pet. My relaxing pressure of my tail all around your body, my nails on your scalp, my lips pressed against your shoulders. Your neck. And these perfect lips that I've missed so much. Simply cuddle with me, my brave pharaoh, coming to the serpent sands all alone. My pharaoh, my